Thank you, Mr. President. Let me begin by thanking you for hosting the panel discussion today, and happy New Year's to those who celebrated. As my delegation underscored at the ministerial briefing on nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation at the UN Security Council this Monday, the nearly 80-year record of non-use of nuclear weapons is not an accidental achievement, but a result of extraordinary and commendable multilateral efforts. Today, as delegations have pointed out, this hard-fought and hard-won architecture, symbolized by the NPT and the CTBT, among others, is being increasingly challenged, ignored, and even worse, blatantly rejected. In light of these circumstances, the prevention of nuclear arms race and the advancement of nuclear disarmament are urgently called for, more so than ever, for the peace and security of our present and future generations. To this end, while we must remain steadfast in our commitment to achieve general and complete nuclear disarmament, as stipulated in Article 6 of the NPT, the following steps seem to be in order. First, a standstill on nuclear stockpiling. It is widely known that the global nuclear stockpiles remain high despite significant reductions since the 1980s. And it would be difficult to come up with a good reason that the world needs more. A recommendable way forward is starting with an immediate freeze and cap on nuclear weapons, however temporary this measure may be. Strategic stability should in no way be established through the creation of more nuclear weapons, as the notion of destructive stability is inherently transient. Sustainable stability should be sought instead. In this vein, and to solidify the freeze, the CT participants should at least declare moratorium on nuclear testing as prescribed by the CTBT and on curtailing production of fissile material for use in nuclear weapons. Second, enhancement of transparency. Transparency is highly important as it helps build trust among states, reduce misunderstandings and miscalculations, and facilitate verification. The provision of clear and accurate information about respective nuclear capabilities and policies will serve as a meaningful stepping stone on which to build further nuclear risk reduction, disarmament, and arms control arrangements. In essence, transparency is an enabler for these critical measures. The CD is called on to engage in serious discussions to set an effective scope of the transparency measures required in this regard. Third, ensuring verification. Cooperation to ensure verification of such freeze and transparency is the next step. To this end, bilateral and mini or other forms of multilateral mechanisms, including, of course, the P5 platform, should be fully utilized. At the same time, full cooperation must be rendered to the IAEA, regardless of the respective scope of safeguards agreements. Verification is necessary as it ensures compliance with relevant commitments, build confidence among states, and prevents cheating. No state should retract existing commitments, and withdrawals from the NPT or the IAEA should be addressed with a corresponding sense of gravity and urgency. Fourth is nuclear risk reduction and confidence building. This includes substantive dialogues at the bilateral and multilateral level, among the nuclear weapon states, and between those nuclear weapon states and non-nuclear weapon states to bridge the differences on these matters. As such, the CD should deliberate on specific and practical measures that will contribute to nuclear risk reduction and confidence building. In the meantime, all states are urged to refrain from nuclear blackmails and destabilizing actions. Fifth and finally, the negotiation of future nuclear arms control arrangements. To begin with, the full resumption of the implementation of the New START is called for. This is necessary as it maintains clear limits on the two largest nuclear arsenals, provides verification and transparency measures, and sets the stage for multilateral arms control and disarmament. Further expanding the nuclear arms control regime in terms of scope and participants will be crucial to safeguard our future against a nuclear arms race and advanced nuclear disarmament, as it will ensure that all participating states with nuclear capabilities are held to their commitments. It should be noted with great concern that from February 26 on, the world might be without any nuclear arms control arrangement whatsoever. Mr. President, as we learned from more than a half century of experience, prevention of nuclear arms race and nuclear disarmament cannot be achieved overnight. It requires serious and enduring efforts by all concerned. The conference needs to get back to work by adopting a program of work so that we can move beyond thematic debates and make meaningful progress, however small. I thank you, Mr. President.